Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Yeah, Stephen Throw, could you please start going out? Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hi, Chris. You understand how this here game is played?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. You have a choice today of one of three categories. Today, we offer you Hit Me With Your Best Shot, where you guess the unconventional object that someone chose to use as a weapon. Seriously, where you guess the petty conflict that led to violence. And finally today, Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem.
Let's go Animalize This.
A pet named Goose. Quick note, it is not a goose, but a pet named Goose has been captured in Massachusetts after leading authorities on a two-week chase through two states. Goose, who escaped from a Webster home through a second-story window back on July 18th, was captured just this past Saturday and then turned over into the custody of a local foundation, which is a nonprofit that specialist organization that assisted with the search for Goose in the first place. Now, Goose had been spotted in the Little Pond area of Thompson, Connecticut. That's about 5 miles from where he escaped. That was on July 25th. That's a full week after the initial escape. Massachusetts Environmental Police later confirmed that he'd been seen back across the state border in Douglas, Connecticut. So he started in Connecticut, went to Massachusetts, and then came back to Connecticut. Now,
all right.
These types of animals are not legal to keep as pets in Massachusetts without special permits. An authority said that the previous owner did not hold the required paperwork. Now, details of Goose's capture were not made public, but the foundation said he was taken into custody safely and will receive expert care and a specially designed permanent habitat. So the question for you, Chris, is what type of animal is Goose? Was Goose a monitor lizard? Was Goose an alligator? Was Goose an ostrich, or was Goose a boa constrictor? So monitor lizard, alligator, ostrich, or boa constrictor?
Oh, man. I don't know. What you think, Ted?
Goose.
I mean, it would seem hard for a boa constrictor to travel that far in 2 weeks.
Right, sure.
Well, I'm just, like, that's not long for other animals or a human, but getting from Connecticut up to Massachusetts and back down.
And keep in mind, based on where these cities are where they spotted Goose, the city in Massachusetts is only about 5 miles from the Connecticut border.
Chris, I'm going ostrich.
Oh.
So they said travel 5 miles to Connecticut and then came back. So it's only a 5 mile.
So it's only 5 miles.
Yeah. You said ostrich miles?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go alligator. Them guys can travel some ground.
I'm going to go monitor lizard. Bernie had a lizard. He kept it on the second floor.
They fast?
He had a bearded one.
What was a goose?
No, a reptile.
A monitor lizard, an alligator, an ostrich, or a boa constrictor? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Analyze this on Profile. This pet named Goose. Captured after being on the run for, 3 weeks? Out of Massachusetts?
About a month, yeah.
Okay. Question is, what is or was Goose? A monitor lizard, alligator, ostrich, or a boa constrictor?
And Chris, that is the very question that we posed to you. Let us start with Miles Montgomery. You went with ostrich, which truly makes the most sense. No, it was not an ostrich. Chris, you went with the old alligator.
Yeah.
It was not an alligator. Goose was not an alligator. D-Tet Smith, you went with the monitor lizard because your old roommate used to have a bearded dragon, also kept on the second floor, much like Goose.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
Monitor lizard.
Well, all right. I just thought it had to be that of a snake.
What?
It's a second floor. Who's got an ostrich on a second floor?
Okay, that's not a bad call. Yeah. When right? You say
same,
it like that,
yeah. I was just like, you specifically said second floor window, and I'm like, Miles, keep an ostrich upstairs? Wild, man.
Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today. You got Seth Meyers. You got Stephen Colbert. The Jimmys.
Alvin Kimmel.
You have a guest host for Mr. Kimmel.
Who's guest hosting?
Nicole Bear.
Why do I know her name? Anyway,
she's a comedian, actress.
Right, I'll Google her. I know her name.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
It is right there. The title of these guys have teams of talented writers helping come up with the monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Scientists have discovered. You guys want some disketti? Scientists have discovered that cockatoos have about 30 dance moves and will dance just for fun. Wait, they do all this without alcohol, said white people?
Ted Smith.
Nicole Byer.
Ted Smith. Like, he's got 30 dance moves?
I read that too, man. It's crazy. And I guess they, based on the music you play, they will determine which dance they're going to do.
I call this one number 22.
It's a chicken dance.
It's a chicken dance. AOL has announced its dial-up internet will be disconnected next month. And if you just said, it's time to schedule your colonoscopy.
Dang. Seth Meyers.
Fallon.
Seth Meyers.
AOL has announced that next month it will discontinue its dial-up internet service. And if you just said, it's time to schedule your colonoscopy.
America Online has announced it will end its dial-up internet service next month. Who the hell is still using dial-up connection on internet in 2025? The Amish? Jeremiah, fetch forth the 56K modem. We got some cousins to marry.
Colbert.
Buyer.
Buyer.
America Online has announced that they will end their dial-up internet service next month. Who the hell is still using a dial-up connection to the internet in 2025? The Amish? Jeremiah, fetch forth the 56K modem. We got some cousins to marry.
I mean, all great points. I mean, you hear about people like dumbing down their phones. Ain't nobody out here saying I'm dumbing down my internet.
Correct.
Yeah, exactly.
Very correct. Astronomers have discovered.
I feel like Rhode Island Red is here.
This is a TV Time will tell.
Astronomers have discovered the oldest and most distant black hole. And it's the one that occurs right after you say, I love you, Dad. And he says, hold on, here's your mother.
Oh, damn.
Seth.
Yeah.
Seth Meyers.
Astronomers have discovered the oldest and most distant black hole. And it's the one that occurs right after you say, I love you, Dad. And he says, hold on, here's your mother.
I mean, that's good. Do me a favor, Mike. I don't think I have to set up this one. I know Miles and Thrill will know it already if you just hit that song I had to throw in there a little bit earlier today.
Yep.
Now, what's happening and what's happening now?
Mm-hmm.
I thoroughly enjoyed it as a kid.
I want to say
I feel like What's Happening came on like just... It was probably in reruns when I watched it, which also...
Rerun.
Hey-o.
Was the best character on there.
I'm old enough that it was on prime time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when I watched it, it was just like, whatever time I got home, that one was on. Again, fun song. I just thought that show was awesome. But unfortunately, Danielle Spencer, who was famous for playing Dee Thomas, What's Happening, she died at the age of 60, complications from cancer.
She was fiery.
She was awesome on that show.
You guys heard me at the desk laughing earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Like, people were just posting old clips, and it's like, hey, good for her as a child. To be that good of an actress, but also the writing is just phenomenal. Like, she just...
She was a great physical comedian. The look she would give, Her way she'd stand. Look, I mean, she was, she was total toot.
Yeah, and it was really awesome. What's Happening, by the way, ran on ABC from 76 to 79. And then, of course, like I was saying, she redid the role for What's Happening Now before leaving Hollywood in the 90s to become a veterinarian.
All right. Yeah, I used to watch What's Happening every week when it came out. My brother and I would sit there, and it was great, man. I don't know. I haven't seen it in so long. I don't know how it holds up, but my memory of it was that it was hysterical.
The main clip I was watching today was they were going to go see the Doobie Brothers.
That was a huge episode because the Doobie Brothers were actually on the show.
Correct. And the Doobie Brothers obviously are a band. They're mostly white. There is one black guy in that band. And they're like at practice, and she's like, well, you're going to do an interview. And she just walks up to the one black guy and goes, what are you, a half-brother?
Yeah. No,
Jesus. He's like, well, we're like a band of brothers. I was just like, that's what I was like, God damn.
Like, actually, one line from that just went universal before things went viral. So the main character, Roger, bit of a nerdy dude, but the Doobie Brothers were there. And I don't remember who introduced themselves to him first, but the line was just, which Doobie you be? And I cannot explain, like, every one of my schools said it for, like, the next 2 years. That was the big thing. Which Doobie you be? Yeah, that's how stupid it was.
Yeah, and I haven't thought about that show in years. But obviously, it's sad news, whatever. But, yeah, I love that show. But I also watch What's Happening Now.
So. I didn't see that one. Never saw it.
I to my knowledge, I don't remember it being that much different, except maybe.
Sure.
But I want to say Rerun was still involved. Maybe Raj was a different character, and Dee was kind of the main character.
You had to have Rerun.
Shirley.
Here's the guy. I think Shirley may have passed before What's Happening Now came out. So remember, there was a spinoff called Shirley's Place or Big Shirley's Place, one of those two. And she, like, I don't know, owned a shop or a restaurant or something. She was kind of a matriarch, but not actually anyone's mother.
Yeah, and I've said this before, but it's like I would joke around about, we used to watch a show called 227 as well.
Uh-huh.
That lady was just Jack Hay.
Jack Hay.
But I tell people that I've never seen it, and they're like, you can't be serious. I'm like, yeah, that was the whole thing. And their building number was just 227. They all lived in it.
Yep. Everyone's just hanging out the window, getting involved in other people's business.
Anybody in here, has anybody watched The Waterfront yet on Netflix?
No.
No.
All right. So.
Is it a documentary?
It's a drama.
Okay.
But it's a crime drama. Basically, what I could tell, it's supposed to be kind of a rich family that runs like fishing boats in the South.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't think the town's real. It looks like somewhere like South Carolina or Georgia.
Sure.
You find out there may be some drug dealing involved.
Oh, man.
And the dad, who used to be a part of it, he's pissed. Nobody told him. But his oldest son and the mom got into it behind his back. And now he knows. And the cops are down there. I like the storyline. I'm only an episode in. I started the second one. I'll try it. It just seemed a little contrived.
Okay. All right.
You know what I mean? It is, you know, they say, well, it's gritty and this and that. I'm like.
But not done well enough to make you forget that it's fiction.
Correct.
Like, it really good shows. Like, you know this is fake, but in the moment you're watching it, like, you're fully invested.
Right. Like, Kevin Costner, like, you watch those first few seasons, you're like, he is John Dutton when you watch Yellowstone. This seemed like they kind of went, we need something kind of like Yellowstone, but not
the
city.
We're frank.
I mean, that's basically what it seems, because they run a restaurant and everything now.
Okay.
They're kind of those people in the town. So, I mean, that was literally, I was watching, I was like, it's not bad. It just feels like somebody said, hey, I got it. Yellowstone on the water.
Boom.
And they went, all right. Yeah, sure. We'll use it. The other big show that's just back now is Wednesday. Any Wednesday fans in here?
Yeah, I enjoyed the first season, I'll be honest. We sat down, my son and I, watched the first episode of season two, and I know things need a moment to warm up. I just wasn't feeling it.
Yeah. So you saw the stop motion animation?
Yeah. Well, Tim Burton is behind that, yeah.
Yeah. Took him 8 months.
8 months?
8 months.
God.
I mean, obviously, if you don't know which stop motion is. It's an animation style. It's a very time consuming process. Requires hand built sets and puppets that are manipulated frame by frame. So it's anyone's so they're like, it could take a while. Took him 8 months to do that. Right? And that was what, 90 seconds?
If even that long. Yeah. It's just somebody's recounting something and they use that as the memory. I mean, think about it, what Rudolph was that.
Right.
But that was 1 half hour.
But that was a full half hour. This was, again, like Ted said, about 90 seconds of showtime. And it was unnecessary.
Right. I want to say, Right. I want to say South Park, too. Like, that was part of the thing, was it just took a while. And then they either did it or something else. Or I know they have some story with stop motion where it's just like, Jesus, this is a pain in the butt to do. And it looks super cool if you could pull it off. It's good for them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. Tim Burton's a master at it, but you're still not doing it any faster than anyone else.
Correct. Everybody knows football season's around the corner. What? I will say, yeah, Netflix has a new series, too, called SEC Any Given Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
That one I'm obsessed with. Pumped for you a few of them this weekend. I'm probably going to, there's two left, so I'm saving them for tonight when I'm done podcasting. But, again, if you're a college football fan or nerd, it's just interesting seeing the behind. It's almost like a Hard Knocks for these college teams.
Sure.
But it. There's only one coach that comes off bad in my mind, and I already didn't like him, and that's Brian Kelly down at LSU.
Now, do you think he comes off bad because you didn't like him, or even if you were indifferent to him, he still comes off bad? Right? Because sometimes, like, if you already don't like someone, you're just going to nitpick him to death. We all do it.
I will say this.
I don't like him either. That's why I'm curious to know.
So me and my brother, we have a very specific thing. We don't like him, but... My other friend, who I don't think has heard us have this conversation, he just said, watch the first episode. Really cool. Brian Kelly comes off as a douche. And I was like, yeah. And he's just a little bit older than most of those coaches. And he's just more of that kind of red face, yelling and screaming kind of coach. Whereas, like, you know, they also show I was talking about him early in the office. Shane, his dad was a coach at Tech for years. Beamer.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Whereas he's down in South Carolina. Their program's not nearly as good. They're getting there.
Yeah.
But, the football's family. They're doing this. They're looking at Brian Kelly, you know, to his credit, it is a profession. And he even says, he's like, it's wild that my whole life, my house, my family is based on, what do you say, 18 to 22-year-olds. He's like, but it's the life I chose and everything. He just comes off as that old school kind of coach.
Sure.
Which is just personally just right. Just I'm not a fan of. And then also I just think he gets a lot of hype for like those Notre Dame teams weren't that good. Like that I generally don't like Notre Dame football. Marcus Freeman, that guy coaching Notre Dame right now, I think is awesome. I'd go play for him tomorrow if I wasn't old and out of shape. but yeah, Kelly just didn't come off good. But the other guys come off pretty cool and everything. And then it's just kind of funny. I was telling Mike as a Seahawks fan, it's just funny. Alabama's obviously the cream of the crop in that league most years. So it is weird seeing, I watched Jalen Monroe play last year, but seeing the highlights and seeing some of those defenders, like, God, he's so fast. Or, man, his arm's stronger than I thought. I'm like, good for the Hawks.
Yeah.
And he's still probably a couple years away.
Sure.
But if you're into that kind of stuff, you like Hard Knocks, by the speaking of which, there'll be a new episode of that coming out tonight. But, you know, like I said, everybody's got to get in camp, got to get a little warmed up. And then also, it's just fun seeing those guys kind of, what different drills they're doing.
Yeah.
Seeing it like, and some of those guys, you realize, like, when you're playing that level, that's your whole life.
Oh, that's it. It's got to be.
Yeah. But pretty good show. So I recommend checking that one out. And then, football's coming around the corner, boys. Yes.
Thank you, Ted. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Now, it's time to hit the head lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. We go to Pennsylvania, where a man made an interesting catch. While out fishing from his kayak, the man finally got a bite and reeled it in to find that it was not an ordinary fish. No, no. As it got closer to the boat, he was able to see that he had actually hooked an alligator.
How is that possible?
And he's up in Pennsylvania.
No.
Right.
It is a very popular lake for swimming.
He's like, this doesn't belong here.
Oh, it's one of the most popular swimming lakes in the area. I'm like, great.
All right.
Great.
The line broke and the gator fled in the water, but after making the report, the gator came to the attention of a sanctuary operator from Florida that just happened to be in the area at the time. He went to work and was eventually able to wrangle the four-footer and take it back to Florida with him. Authorities believe that the animal was brought in as a pet that eventually outgrew his owner's ability to house it, and they just released it out there. Side note, you're a jerk.
Yeah, it's a gator, man.
Right. There's responsibilities to animals, and that includes responsibilities to your neighbors. Do not just let it go because you're afraid you're going to get in trouble.
You ever seen the cinematic masterpiece, Lake Placid?
Of course. Sir.
So the whole thing is there's this giant alligator or crocodile.
Super giant, yeah.
Super giant. But that's basically the whole thing is that somebody had left it there. It's in upstate New York. They've been feeding it. It shouldn't be there. So, I know gators get up to the Carolinas.
Yeah.
But, you're telling me this guy walked all the way through Virginia and PA and Maryland to get up to...
Right.
I'm just annoyed. If you have an alligator as a pet, you can't put it in a lake.
No. Well, did you say you had not seen Lake Placid?
No, that's correct.
Watch it, just for Betty White.
Correct.
Oh, just for Betty White, okay.
She is one of the greatest lines that I cannot repeat here.
Yeah.
It is.
Probably her best role.
Oh, right.
I saw it in the theaters. We were like, oh, Betty White's a god.
Seriously.
Yeah. All right, I'm in. In other news, we go to Nebraska, where a bad situation was made unnecessarily worse. Officers on patrol at 1 in the morning happened upon a truck hauling a flatbed trailer without any functioning lights. Always a good sign. When officers attempted to stop the truck, the driver initially refused to yield, attempting to turn down a few side streets before finally coming to a stop. Inside, officers found the driver, among other things, completely naked. When asked why he was naked, he said that it was hot and he's allergic to his own sweat. Okay.
All right.
He also admitted that his license may be expired or suspended, the latter of which was correct, and he was arrested. What's more is the two motorcycles that were being hauled on the flatbed were not his, and he'll have some charges for those as well as the marijuana that he had in the truck at the time of his arrest. Good work, buddy.
Again, as soon as I roll up, like, are you naked? Yeah, tase.
Right. He was just doing dabs in his truck as he's driving on down there.
God, man.
Like, what are we doing, man? I did like that. You know, he said that he had a dab pipe or something like that.
Yeah.
Dabs is a slang term for a way to ingest marijuana. I was like, yes. Oh, this is Nebraska. Yeah. Okay. To Massachusetts, where trucks need to be a little bit more secured. A woman's surveillance cameras caught the moment that her truck was broken into by a bear that was wandering about the neighborhood. The bear got into the contents of the bed of the truck, mainly targeting the large bag of sunflower seeds that she was holding back there for whatever reason.
The sunflower seeds, come on,
yeah,
bear.
Yeah, dude, they're great.
I mean,
you don't like sunflower seeds?
They're fine. I'm saying if it were Oreos, I'd be like, I get it.
Well, sure. He's a bear, man. He doesn't get much out there. He's like, oh, damn, sunflower seeds.
I feel like if a bear is going to break in my car with sunflower seeds, hopefully my door is at least unlocked.
Ooh, I'll have me a little chew and spit.
Then I'll eat sunflower seeds.
Yeah, I'll just suck all the flavor off of them and then hawk to it. No injuries nor significant damage was reported from the incident, and local Fish and Wildlife used this as an opportunity to remind folks to properly store and secure all food items to avoid unnecessary encounters with animals. The only time I've ever had to secure my food, I was in the Scouts, and we did this long hiking trip. Lake Ozette, I feel like is where it is. 3.5 miles from the parking lot to where we were camping.
Yeah.
And we had to put all of our food. This was a rough one for me. We had to put all of our food into these bear containers. And I put all my food in a bear container, hauled it all out there. 3.5 miles we hike in there. It is raining. It is miserable. I am not having a good time at all. The wind is blowing like crazy. This is the most miserable I have ever been on a camping trip. And I grabbed my food. All right, let's just have dinner. And I popped the thing open. I grabbed the wrong one, and I had hiked the wrong one down.
Oh, dude. Mm. So what was in it?
Nothing.
Nothing.
It was just an empty one that
empty.
I grabbed.
Oh, my God.
Thank God somebody had picked up mine that I found later on. But it's like, damn it. It was icing on the cake. It was the knife going a little bit deeper in there. Like, nope, you don't get what you wanted.
It's going to suck.
Yeah.
I think it sucks already? Wait till he gets to the campsite. We could make it worse.
I found your food. Open it up. Doggone dehydrated meals. That stuff's garbage. Down to Utah, where the criminals tell on themselves. A man was stopped by local officers after they noted his windows were tinted so much that they couldn't see the driver. People are still doing this. I don't know why. During the stop, they noted a nervous energy about the man, and the canine unit that they had deployed indicated toward the car. Yay, we have drugs. They conducted the search, and investigating officer noticed that the man's demeanor would change depending on where they were searching.
Well, yes,
he's just telegraphing, don't go there! You know? Getting increasingly nervous as they approached a cooler inside.
Whoa,
the
vehicle. Whoa.
Oh, that's just a cooler. It just has beer in it. Yeah.
Don't sweat it.
They open. No, don't worry about that.
It's just beer.
Just my shrimp. They opened up the cooler to find bags of shrimp inside.
Oh.
Which also contained bags of methamphetamine. And now he's facing several charges.
The shrimp are like, we're partying here, man.
Right.
It's ours.
If you're going to, if you need to hire a mule, don't get your tweaky buddy that just can't sit still.
And don't over tint your windows.
For real.
If you're carrying drugs specifically.
I don't get why we're still doing
Jesus
that.
Jesus Christ, guys.
Because it looks cool.
I guess. One rule today.
And that's fine. But don't transport drugs. Because typically the over tinted windows scream, I'm transporting drugs.
Right.
That's all.
It also it's a pain in the butt.
What's that now?
Well, my car is like a third generation hand-me-down.
Yeah.
that was owned by guys in their 20s. So, like, my windows are tinted, like, right there on the legal limit. And, like, sometimes when I'm making a left tonight, I got to roll down my damn window.
Oh,
it's so dark.
So they can see you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I can see where I'm making the left.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
We had one roll through today where the windshield was tinted.
That seems insane.
Like, come on.
I don't think that was ever legal. I know state by state, it's a matter of how much tint.
Right. Because you can also, like, have the strip up top or something like that on some of them. But, yeah, every time I see the windshield being tinted, I'm thinking, how is that not off already?
And what can I buy from you?
Yeah. But just in case those stories have a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to Alabama for another animal rescue mission. Authorities got a call about a coyote that was spotted with its foot stuck in a tree. They did what they could. It was one of those trees where a lot of different shoots are coming out from up top, and it was kind of stuck in a little V-shape in there. They did what they could to calm the animal before working to free it, eventually using a shovel to pry the two brambles apart to finally free the animal. He scampered away and did not appear to have suffered any significant injury. Hooray. It happens again. Men's room sports. The Mariners had a weekend for the books after sweeping the White Sox here at home to finish out last week. They hosted the Rays and once again walked away with a 3-game sweep. 2 sweeps in a row. Well done, boys. Putting them just 1 game back of the Astros for the division and a solid game and a half in the lead for the wild card. The Houston Astros are currently playing against the Boston Red Sox. This is very good for us because we are in fight for both. So, anybody who loses, we gain a little bit more ground. So I am all in favor for this one.
All right.
The Mariners are currently in Baltimore for 3, and that game is underway over on Route with about 2 to go. So let's go, boys. As far as your weather, we've got a few passing clouds bringing temperatures down to about 63 overnight. Should be a lot cooler tomorrow as we're expecting partly cloudy skies and a high right around 74. That is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Who Sucks Less. Lovely Jolene's coming up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we'll be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.